This evening, Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg was defiant. "I have a message for those who attack us," he said. "They shall not destroy our democracy and our commitment to a better world. We are a proud nation, and no one can bomb us into silence." The Prime Minister's message came after two bloody attacks in Norway today. In the center of Oslo, a bomb damaged the government building that houses the Prime Minister's office. At least seven people died in the blast, and several others were injured. Meanwhile, in an incident that Norwegian police say was connected to the bombing, a gunman opened fire at an island summer camp. The camp is run by the Norwegian Labour Party, the party of the Prime Minister. 10 individuals are confirmed dead there. Halvard Sandberg is covering these incidents for the Norwegian Broadcasting Company, and we reached him in Oslo.
First, there was this huge explosion that ripped through the government buildings in the center of town. The sound was extremely loud, and everyone in Oslo could hear it. They thought it was lightning, but it was not lightning. It was an explosion. And then we saw images from the first cell phones coming over, and it saw that our government building was, you could see through it. You could see daylight through the building. The power of this blast was so huge that everything inside was just teared to pieces. And then we started to get reports that we really didn't believe, that they were shooting in Utøya, which is the youth camp for the Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got these reports confirmed that there were several people wounded, and we got Twitter messages from people that were hiding in the island and asking for help and saying that they were really, really frightened, and there was a gun battle going on between the police and someone.
So two murderous events in rapid succession in Norway,
yes.
And everyone, of course, one's suspicion is this some kind of, is it international terrorism? And I gather the answer is, at this point, it seems no.
No, the unconfirmed reports are that this person that was dressed in a fake police uniform was speaking Norwegian, and he had blonde hair. And also, the police are now saying that they think it's the same person that was seen prior to the bomb blast in the center of town and also wielding guns in Utøya. They think that they can put the same person at the same place, that it's the same person that's been seen. Certainly, a person that had the same fake uniform was seen in this area before the bomb blast.
I've seen a tweet saying that on the island, a man dressed as a police officer said that he was going to talk to the teenagers there about the bombing that had just been reported from Oslo.
Yeah. There was the youths, they were gathered for information about the bomb that had teared through the government offices that was aimed at their party. And then he started to shoot at them. The kind of descriptions we get from this island is that it's execution-style killings and people were fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen helicopter images from the island where people are trying to swim from the island to try to get away. And they've been hiding among the rocks, been hiding in their tents, trying to get away from this person.
Is there any precedent at all for anything like this in Oslo or in Norway, for that matter?
No, certainly this is the worst kind of terror action or worst, most violent thing that happened in Oslo since the Second World War, in Norway since the Second World War.
That was Halvard Sandberg. He's a reporter with the Norwegian Broadcasting Company, speaking with us from Oslo.